Terrell Alvin McCraney is one of our finest young playwrights. His first work, The Brother's Sighs, hit the boards when he was still in college, and he hasn't stopped since. Head of Passes, his latest play, is currently running at Berkeley Rep through May 24th. It's the story of a middle-aged woman whose life is about to hit a crisis point. Tony Taccone, artistic director of Berkeley Rep.
Its initial inspiration was the Book of Job. I mean, Terrell is religious in some ways. He has faith. I wouldn't want to say it's a formally dogmatized, but he definitely has faith. And he was trying to write a play about a woman who loses everything in a very short amount of time. And the very foundation of her sense of self is really shaken.
Terrell Alvin McCraney.
We wanted to set the play in of something contemporary. I wanted to talk about a perspective that we rarely see in the American theater, African-American woman who is older than the age of 50, dealing with what we think of as faith and how events in her life can cause a crisis of that faith. And what does she do and how does she deal with it?
The title, Head of Passes, refers to a geographical location near the mouth of the Mississippi and is set there for a reason.
The Head of Passes is the mouth of the Mississippi River, and we think we are pretty sure of how, you know, the Mississippi runs from the north of America down to the south. But then it gets to the mouth of the river, and we begin to learn that it does not pour out into the Gulf in the way we thought it would. It doesn't quite act the way we think it should. And I think setting the play on a piece of land that doesn't actually go the way we think it does, to me, that was the impetus for Head of Passes, just geographically.
When Job loses everything, how does he maintain his faith? Can he maintain his faith? And further, in our society, one in which religious faith isn't guaranteed, how does that story affect those of us in the real world?
It becomes a confrontation with much, much bigger issues about belief and about sanctity, and is it possible to have reverence for a world with so much suffering? He's trying to write about that for a secular audience, an audience that may not believe in any kind of religion at all, which I suspect a significant portion of my audience falls into that category.
I rarely write plays, or I don't think I have written a play, and if I have, it was really bad, where at the end of the day, it doesn't ask a fundamental question that I do not have the answer to. In this case, what is faith and how does it change? How does the operation of it change? Once we find that question, you sort of designate how does that petri dish grow.
Head of Passes itself has its own history, starting at Steppenwolf in Chicago and now continuing at Berkeley Rep.
Terrell is somebody who we've commissioned a number of years ago, and he accepted the commission, then he got overloaded. He just said, you know what, I have so many of these things, and I have writer's block now. And so we basically said, you know, whenever you're ready, whenever you're ready. Tina Lando, she directed this play in its premiere form at Steppenwolf. Now, it's hard to get your plays done a second time. One of the problems of a culture that's so focused on premieres is it tends to discard after they've opened, when in fact they have another round to go. My friend Oscar Eustace, who runs the Public, who I used to work with at the Eureka, called me and seen it, said, look, we should do this play again. It's a beautiful play. It's got another round to go. There's some problems. Terrell knows what they are. He wants to work on them again.
The results are astonishing. A play that begins as a humorous look at an African-American family turns darker and darker and culminates in a soliloquy that leaves the audience breathless. That's partly because of Terrell McCraney's writing and Tina Landau's direction, but it's mostly due to a powerhouse and singular performance by Cheryl Lynn Bruce, a Chicago-based actress who deserves a national audience. She is ably supported by a cast that includes Obie-winning actress Nicole Salter, the Bay Area's own James Carpenter, and several actors with film, television, and Broadway credits to their resumes. But this is McCraney's show. A few years back, his brother-sister trilogy hit the Bay Area with a wallop, setting up hopes and anticipation for his future work. Those hopes have been fulfilled with Head of Passes. Head of Passes plays at Berkeley Rep's Thrust Stage through May 24th. For more information, you can go to their website, berkeleyrep.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for Upfront.